This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, on now to everybody's favorite story, at least around here, the fiscal cliff and what will happen when and to whom. Some things we do know. Come January 1st, if there is no deal, taxes would go up. There would be automatic spending cuts. Recession would soon follow, in theory. But what about a more likely reality? That on New Year's Day, taxes do go up. That there are automatic spending cuts. And then, maybe, what, 2 weeks later, Congress and the White House say, never mind, we actually have a deal. What would those 2 weeks be like? And what effect would they have on the economy? From Washington, Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
So you run a government agency. It's New Year's Day. Okay, it's actually January 2nd. The government's closed on New Year's. And there's no deal.
So you slam the brakes on any spending.
That's Nicholas Bloom, an economics professor at Stanford. You freeze payroll, adjust your budget. But if Congress and the White House were to reverse course 2 weeks later...
At that point, you put your foot on the accelerator. And that extreme stop-start is very damaging.
And it's hard. Alice Rivlin is a former White House budget director. Now she's working with a campaign called Fix the Debt. The government is big, and it's not nimble.
Some programs have large lead times and involve major contracts, and those are very difficult to change quickly.
And it could be a logistical nightmare for the private sector and corporate accountants if taxes went up, then down again 2 weeks later. And consumers would be spooked. Andrew Bush with BMO Capital Markets says we'd live in fear, worried there's another fiscal crisis right around the corner.
It's really hard to make decisions on whether to move to a new home if you don't know what your mortgage deduction is going to be like.
If the U.S. goes over the fiscal cliff, then claws its way back, what would the rest of the world think? Alice Rivlin says we'd have to ask ourselves this question.
Does this make our government look so incompetent that people are not going to want to invest in the United States?
And if the answer is yes, the effects of automatic austerity would last a lot longer than 2 weeks. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.